Radio. In KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on May the 11th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and the chat pack is right there. Just go to KCNR1460.com, click on Listen to the Show, and then you can join the chat room. Very easily, just give us your name, or your pseudonym, or your handle, or your call sign, or just something else you make up, and put in there, and you can join the chat pack. But I'm joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir. Yes, get a nom de clic.
A nom de clic. Well, speaking of nom de clic, Linda is on assignment this morning, and is got her plans for the day and her assignments that she's doing that she told me about. So what's the weather look like?
Well, we are expecting a high near 80 today. Winds could be gusting up to 26 miles an hour. Showers and thunderstorms on the menu for tonight with low around 53. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 74. Currently 55 downtown. This report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards, and they're going to have another big weekend up there as they usually do. You're going to need, you always need reservations if you're going up there on music night. So it's 474-5546. They have brunches. They have great dinners, of course. And they have evening entertainment on one of the nights up there with music. Now, we're going to have a full show today. We've got Asphalt Cowboys coming in here. Gosh, Asphalt Cowboys, could it be that there's a rodeo coming? Absolutely. We also have Bob Dunlap to come in here, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. And he's got a bunch of updates we want to talk about, plus the fact that we're going to try and make this on a regular basis so that he can update our veterans on new issues that are happening. Also, later on this week, we're going to have the Veterans of Foreign War Commander will be rolling through. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, I want to talk about the return of an American hero. I want to talk about Preston Dennis, returned home. Yesterday, I was fortunate to be there, as were so many others, and I want to talk a little bit about that when I get back. This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:08 in the morning on May the 11th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale ends Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet, get away. There's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Last call. Sale ends Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and the Botland is on assignment, 7:12 in the morning on May the 11th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. I was fortunate enough to be out at the airport yesterday when we brought home specialist Preston Dennis. There were hundreds of people out there, my friends, hundreds of people. I rode with the Patriot Guard riders and Missing in America Project, and their bikes came up. A flag line was formed. The jet that flew it in was a small transport jet, personnel. It probably holds maybe 15 people at the most, but it brought home the casket. The Army was there with a color guard and honor guard. They brought the flag-draped coffin off of the plane with honors. It was a bagpipe played. The family was there. And the family was his wife, Heather. His wife, Heather, traveled back. She's 21 years old. He's 23. And he is survived by his wife, Heather. His mother, Martha Mix, her husband, retired MoDOT County Sheriff Bruce Mix, and sisters Angie and Amanda Dennis, all from the Reading area. After he was with honors, the coffin was put into the hearse, and then a procession took it to the McDonald funeral home. But the procession consisted of State Patrol and city and county. A lot of motorcycles, a lot of cars. And as we were leaving the airport, there was people standing on both sides of the road as you're leaving the airport with flags. And as we made the turn onto Airport Road heading toward 44, people alongside the road with flags pulled over with their hands all over their hearts as the procession went by. When we got up to 44 and headed west on 44, toward Reading, on the overpasses, fire trucks with firemen up on the trucks with flags, people with flags, more police car and people with flags as the procession went by. It was an honor. They were there to honor our warrior who had fallen in Afghanistan, and he came home with honors. Now today there'll be a viewing kind of like the from 1 to 5, I think they call it a last call visitation. It'll be at 1 to 5 p.m. today at McDonald's Reading Chapel on Continental Street. The funeral with full military honors will be tomorrow at 2 p.m. Thursday at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. And there'll be a celebration of the soldier's life. It's going to be at the Reading Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street, right next to the main post office there. If you want to drop off food for the celebration, you can do starting at 11 a.m. on Thursday. He was 23 years old. It was his second tour in Afghanistan. He had gone back a little bit early so he could be with his mates. And it's a tragedy. But it also brings home, I hope, to the people here in our North State into California is that there are still men and women on the walls out there, my friends. They've been on the walls for 10 years. They've been on the walls for almost 10 years. Four, five, six tours. I saw somebody had written that my son has come back, and I pray every time he leaves, and this was his sixth tour over into deployed to either Afghanistan or Iraq. When you think about this, and then you think about how the reenlistment rate is, in many cases, 100%, over 100%, and when they can. And this is in the infantry and the combat arms. You think about that. You think about what kind of men and women do we have that do this? What kind of men and women are we raising in our country? We talk about where's the leaders of tomorrow coming from? What's our future? Well, then you see that this small percentage, and it is a small percentage, that serve and believe in what they're doing and put their lives on the line for us as we sit back here and we celebrate our Cinco de Mayos, as we celebrate our 4th of July's. Do you think about where they are? Do you really think about where they are and what they're doing? I hope you do. I know many of you do. In any case, we welcome back our son. Welcome back to Reading in the North State. And I hope you all join me on Thursday at 2 p.m. at IGO for his final honors. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind.
Bingo is better on the river. Over $100,000 guaranteed cash plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month. Join us Sunday, May 15th for our 18-year anniversary celebration. Paper only costs $18 and could get you $1,800. Plus, you could be one of 18 lucky winners to win $100 in cash just for playing bingo. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to winriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Join us in celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play in our $18,000 guaranteed in cash and prizes two-day slot tournament on Friday, May 13th and Saturday, May 14th at 6 o'clock. Double your chances to win and buy into both tournaments. Just $25 to buy in to win your share of $18,000 cash. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy in now at the River Club. For more information, log on to winriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Gold Leaf Nursery is tomato headquarters. If you've had trouble growing tomatoes, let us help you with the right soil amendments to get you started right. If you're an old pro at growing tomatoes, we have over 50 varieties and counting. Yes, we have grafted tomatoes. Grafted tomatoes? That's right. Super disease-resistant rootstocks with heirloom varieties grafted on top. Tomachio tomatoes, considered one of the world's best tomatoes, we have those also. We have so many new varieties this year, you have to try this one though. Orange Glow Watermelon. Basketball size watermelon that tastes like tropical fruit punch. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a full line of organic soils and fertilizers that really work. Bob and John's Organics, Denali Gold for that real kick into the soil. And we have beneficial bugs, praying mantis, ladybugs, whitefly and spider mite controlling insects, and mason bees and also their habitats. Come check us out at Gold Leaf Nursery. We're a quarter mile from Airport Road and across the street from Sand Trap Restaurant and Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say, the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 720, May the 11th. And Linda is on assignment. Bad Bob and I are here. Now let's get some rocking going on here. Okay, hey, the son of Bin Laden says that shooting his dad and then burying him at sea demeans the family. They said it was his killing as a criminal act, and that we hold the American President Obama legally responsible to clarify the fate of our father for his unacceptable, humanely, and religiously to dispose of an a person of such importance in just in the sea. How about in under like 800,000 tons of cement because you had your people run planes into buildings? How about they crashing it into the Pentagon? How about planes crashing? That's somewhat unacceptable, inhumane, and I don't know of any religion that says that that's okay. But they did say is that they can, you know, I mean, they're going to be looking at legal action against this, and that now that's the scary thing. Legal action to in an internationally and United States to determine the true fate. You know, legal action scares me because you can tell right now as soon as you said this, there were some ears that just went, "Ooh, legal action? Ooh." Anyway, Mr. Bin Laden, and I think his son's name is Omar Bin Laden, I would say that you don't really have a lot to talk about here. All right, let's go to Memphis. Mike. Nephew went to school in Memphis. He was going to school in Memphis, but he's left. He lives on a little place called Mud Island. It looks like flood stages in Memphis are just unbelievable. They're up 40 feet. That the floods that are hitting, they're going to be hitting Memphis, going to be moving their way down south over the Mississippi is just horrendous. You know, they've already blown deltas, miles of deltas along the river there to let the water out. And it just doesn't look like it's getting any better. And, you know, when he was, we're not even sure if Mud Island is really just a real island or some place that, you know, that developers just dumped a bunch of dirt in and then built on it. But the water was already coming up to the edges of where they were living. And it's just not getting any better. It's getting more and more and more as it moves its way down. President Obama. Immigration. In El Paso, Texas, President Obama went after the immigration. He says it's time for immigration reform. Okay, immigration reform. Of course, he castigates anybody that may want to have secure borders by saying, oh, they won't be satisfied until there's a moat, till there's alligators in the moat along the border. Well, guess what? Yeah, I like that idea. Until you can close the border down, how can you have immigration reform unless you have that nobody else gets in here unless we want them to? I heard a Democrat yesterday from Illinois saying, hey, you know what? If everybody had a national ID card, a national Social Security card with all that little, you know, that, you know, those little strips on the back that has all your information on it that says that you have a right to work. This was a Democrat that said this. If we made that so that everybody had to have that, then you couldn't get a job unless you had this card. Then you wouldn't have an immigration problem. Then you could bring people over that you need to work, and that's true. We do need to have people in here to work. We don't need all their families. We don't need all their friends. We don't need all that. But yeah, we need workers. That's, I mean, if on there's times that we're going to need workers. But to say that basing it all on fear, not until we close the border with a moat. Well, you just need to close the border. Then if you want to have immigration reform so that you can at least have a stick there so you know who's coming in the country. Reagan went into immigration reform. Oh, no, we'll have this little amnesty, but nobody shut the border down. How can you have it? No, President Obama. Yeah, immigration reform means shutting the border down and then working at it from there. Where's your bill on it? Where is something that says that, you know, put something on paper? It's something that's not 2,843 pages that you give to the dead of the night, though, and it's passed. course, that won't happen through the House of Representatives anymore. Okay, what else do we have going on here? Chief Executive Magazine. I just, you know, this is breaks me up. We've talked a little bit about it, Bad Bob. Chief Executive Magazine last week, and we talked a bit, named California as the worst state in the nation to do business in. The worst state in the nation to do business in. Is there? I mean, does this strike anybody as a surprise? No. I mean, really? And at the same time, Southern Aluminum Finishing, which was going to have a plant here and was going to hire 75 people, dropped their plans. I'm sure it didn't have anything to do with the fact that that article came out. So I don't know why not. Anyway, so that's down. So, of course, we're not going to talk about Stillwater right now. We'll talk about Stillwater later at some point. But that right there is such, is so, it's such a telling thing, such a telling thing. What else do we want to talk about today? There was a gent, I think he's 27 years old, I'm not going to give his name or anything, was killed on 273 on his motorcycle the other day. It appears that as he was traveling south on 273, a dump truck pulled out heading north on 273 and pulled out in front of him.
Ooh.
He hit, I think he hit one of the axles. He had no chance to stop. You know, my friends, riding a motorcycle, and remind you every time, it reminds me every time they did. I mean, I got eaten by a 87 Ford back in 2002 who did the same thing, turned into me. Luckily, we weren't going that fast, but I still managed to slide about 85 feet down the road with my bike alongside me, tearing off parts of my skin and flesh, and watching my bike hit a rock and literally catch on fire. You know, people go, oh, that just happens in the movies. Well, then there's somebody was filming this because my bike caught on fire, and I'm laying there looking at abraded pieces of my body. You know, 3 or 4 hours later after they finished putting me back together. And, I mean, I couldn't have gotten through any type of metal detector after that. But the bottom line is this. This is, you know, you got to start watching out. You got to watch out for motorcycles. You got to be putting it in your head because it is so easy. It is so easy if you're not paying attention to kill somebody. Had a truck pull over on me 2 days ago when I was riding. The guy was, I don't think he was on a phone or anything, but he just pulled over in my lane down on, and this is on California Street. We get ready to make that sharp left, and down there by the past Gary's motorcycles. I mean, he just pulled right over in my lane with me. I don't, you know, never saw me till after he was in the lane, then he looks back and you could just see him. So you got to watch out for people out there. All right. We've got a couple minutes left here. Okay, before we leave, I want to hit this one thing. There's a guy that shot a dog out in Palo Cedro, I think. Shot a dog. He said it was in his yard. Said he felt like he was in danger. He shoots the dog. $500,000 bail? $500,000 bail. Now, I'm not saying, you know, whether he shot the dog, whether he should have shot the dog, if he shouldn't have shot the dog. $500,000 bail for shooting a dog. He didn't shoot at somebody. He didn't do that. I mean, it wasn't like he shot at the dog in the midst of a bunch of other dogs or people. That's at least according to what the paper sounds like. $500,000?
You can that's like holding up a bank.
Bail. I mean, I've seen that's violent felonies where people are getting hurt. I'll bet you that people have gotten beaten up, knocked down on the ground, and it wasn't $500,000 bail.
$500,000.
Now there may be background that just doesn't come out, or maybe it's things that he's been arrested 150 times before. I don't know. I don't know any of that. But on the surface, $500,000. Means that he doesn't get out, I'm sure. In fact, he's still in jail. It means he doesn't work, you know, if he's got a job. It means he's not there with his family. Okay, he shot the dog. $500,000?
This is Mr. Carlton imposed this.
This was a district attorney. That's what they did. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, there could be all types of things that go along with this. But it just seems on the surface, that seems like an awful lot of money. Okay, we got to take a break here. We got to go for the news. When we come back, we've got Asphalt Cowboys here. We've still got a lot more we need to talk about. The Shasta Shasta School District wants raises. I'll go back and talk about that, too. Yeah.
How's that going to work?
Yeah, how's that going to work for you? Carl and Linda Bott, this is KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the Bears taking charge of Wall Street in early morning trading, stalling a three-day rally at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow now down around 50 points at 12,706. Meantime, the trade deficit widens by 6% in March, coming in higher than economists expected. This despite a new record high for exports of goods and services. The trade deficit now sits at $48.18 billion. That's the highest level since June of 2010. An 18% jump in oil imports pushing the nation's trade deficit higher. And the Treasury Department is planning to sell some of its AIG shares. The offering will bring the government's stake in the insurer down to 77% from 92%. The price of the offering has not been disclosed, but at yesterday's closing price, it would be valued at nearly $9 billion. That's much lower than expected. Early reports estimated the offering would be worth at least $20 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, McDonald's Memorial Chapel, Curves Fitness for Women, Senior Side Insurance Agency, Addis Healthcare, The Vistas, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, and State Farm. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Whether you own a home, apartment building, or business, it is important to ensure that you keep your landscaping up to date to avoid soil erosion and having to replace grass, shrubs, and trees. Action Property Maintenance can help you. Action Property Maintenance handles building maintenance, landscaping, parking lot sweeping, house painting, complete yard maintenance, and much more. For outstanding professional maintenance above the rest, call Action Property Maintenance at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Providing great service and taking pride in results is more than just words, it's what they do. Contact Action Property Maintenance today for a free estimate at 209-3363 or 276-3805.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today at 7:35 in the morning on May the 11th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Hello, John and JRD, and see, there's Angel. Hi, Angel, indie guy. And see your son. Sonny, you're there, too. They're all talking about locking up somebody in jail for $500,000. Yeah, it could be he was a felon from before. Yeah, it could be he had priors. Yeah, I know that. Doesn't say that. Of course, I don't know if it would say that. But $500,000 seems like an awful lot of money. They were joined today by some friends. Gordon Bach and Barry Weisswasser from the Asphalt Cowboys.
Good job.
How about that? Get in close here, guys.
Yeah. Good morning, Carl.
Okay, get down a little closer. Okay, lean into that. Put that mustache there.
All right.
Okay.
Better?
Okay, Asphalt Cowboys. Is there something coming up here, son?
I heard about something. I'm not real sure. Gordon's the top puncher slash president, and he knows all about it, but he doesn't tell us all.
So what's going on here?
As we were coming in, I wanted to find out what we were looking at because this is a real big event for Reading, and it's been around a long time. And just as a couple examples of some of the activities that are coming up and just their age, our Top Hand dinner, of course, is coming up this Friday. If anybody's interested in attending that with us, the tickets are $30. We're having it at the Holiday Inn this year, $40 a piece. We're having it at Holiday Inn this year. But the annual steak feed, the kickoff party that the Reading Rodeo Association has, is this Saturday. That's the 30th annual steak feed. The tickets are $12.50 in advance. The 58th annual pancake breakfast is coming up next Friday, and this is in celebrating the 63rd rodeo. So it's a long event. It's been around a long time. One of the best things going in Reading.
That pancake breakfast. You guys put on a great breakfast. You know, if somebody said, well, yeah, we feed 10,000 people. And I look down there where you have it at, and this is, you know, my ignorance of trying to move lots of people and being around a place where lots of people had to move. You had to feed a lot of people and all that. And I'm looking at this, and I look where you're having it, and I look at the numbers, and I'm thinking, maybe a few hundred. Well, after I got involved with it the first time and was, you know, carried along by a mass of humanity, and 10,000 people sounds pretty close, if not more.
Oh, yeah. So, a few years ago, they did an aerial photograph of the breakfast at its height, and we put out over 2,500 chairs to seat at one time, and it was just packed. And the line goes real fast. You know, people.
You're not even waiting hardly at all. Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of set it up like a Disneyland ride. So.
Yeah, we have to move 2,500 people an hour through our lines to be able to reach the numbers that we do, and I think I'd like to just say because we're good at it, but.
Well, you all are. I mean, the only time you slowed down is when you had Linda and I over there flipping pancakes.
Yeah,
you didn't let us in until toward the end, though. I understand now, you know, because I had pancakes going every way, including on the plate sometimes on the side, sometimes on the ground, those kind of things. But we're going to be there again on a remote and be able to talk to everybody and have everybody stop by that morning from 7 to 9. And then we have, after the pancake breakfast, then what happens?
Well, after the pancake breakfast on Saturday, nothing happens besides rodeo. Nothing happens besides the rodeo. Friday night's a big night of rodeo.
You know?
We'll also have, from our standpoint, there's the rodeo parade is Saturday, the morning after the pancake breakfast. Immediately following that breakfast and during the breakfast, though, we got a couple special little treats coming that we worked real hard to get. And finally got confirmation that we'll have some fellas meeting and greeting in the area because we have a color guard coming up from Barstow. And they are from the Marine Corps Logistical Base, the only actual active duty mounted color guard left in the country. So they will be up here to not only entertain at the rodeo, but entertain during our parade.
That's right. United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, mounted on Mustangs, American Mustangs, all of the Palomino flavor. And as we've said earlier, they've chosen Reading. This was not, when we called down there, when you all made the big move for this thing, is they had another one tentatively scheduled. because they've been doing it for two or three years in a row. When they heard about Reading, they heard about the North State, they changed their plans to come up here and to participate in our rodeo and the parade.
Yeah, and we're thrilled to have them come up because the things these guys do is pretty amazing.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment. I've got the Asphalt Cowboys, and we're going to finish up with this quick break. We're going to come on back and talk more rodeo, talk more stuff. This is Free Fire Radio.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 free sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and, of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Let's get a little gunfighting music, because that's going to be happening next week in the streets of not Laredo, but right here in River City. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment. I'm taking flack over that. 7:43 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Dish Satellite at its best, and it's a local guy. Don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. Talk to Doug Tooley. He's been in the business since 1985 with a little bit of time taken out when he was a member of the 82nd Airborne. He guarantees his work. He has great prices on cable deals. He can get you free HD for life, but you got to call him. You have to call him at 244-1988. 1988. Don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. Our guest today, Gordon Bach and Barry Weisswasser. And I'll just, you know, you're saying to yourself, okay, who are these? Their names sound familiar. They're Asphalt Cowboys. They're in yellow. They have cowboy hats. And we've got a rodeo coming, and there's going to be a shootout next week, right?
There's going to be a shootout next week. But to start off the shooting, there's going to be a, I hear that the dastardly lone stranger and his sidekick are in town, and there might be a little shootout then.
I heard about that. Something about a bank.
Every year there is a some sort of a heist at one of the local banks that we never seem to be able to catch the perpetrators, but we always have a good time trying.
The perpetrators. Whoa, the perpetrators. Oh, okay, the bad guys. And then we have to try and figure out who they are, right?
Exactly. I think we're going to give out clues once we find the clues. And every day there will be clues given for people to figure out who the lone stranger is and his sidekick. And also there will be clues to finding the loot. And each day, as the week progresses, the pot goes down. It starts out the first day at $500. Whoever guesses where or finds the loot and brings it to the Cowboys gets $500 on the first day. The second day it goes to $400 and so forth. And the same thing with the strangers. If they can figure out who they are, they can make some good bucks.
Okay. So, got any clues yet? No. Well, can't start early. Huh?
We don't even know if a bank robbery will occur.
Oh, that's right, because if we knew, then we would say we were in collusion with it, and we'd be part
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay, what else is going on next week?
Well, we moved the street dance a couple years ago from downtown Reading out to what we call Buckaroo Flats now. It's right in front of the area in front of our clubhouse by the ticket office for the Reading Rodeo Association for the rodeo. We put about 500 people in there for a little street dance. That's where we have also going on at the same time is a quick draw contest, a cell phone shootout, and if anybody's interested, we still have a couple tables left for the chili cook-off. And that's where we have some of the local chefs come around and have celebrity judges and come judge the chili.
We're always looking for a great chili recipe, so
you bet.
If you've got one, get signed up. You can go to our website, asphalt-cowboys.com, get an entry form, and you can win some money there, too.
Oh, okay, so dancing and chili cook-offs and a cell phone shootout and fast draw. Not only that, but because a lot of probably the rodeo animals have already started moving in, you probably get that aroma of rodeo.
Smells like money.
Yeah, smells like money. Okay, what else? Yeah.
Well, we do have the street dance, and that's the whole deal. We brought it all under one umbrella, and the street dance takes place. There's a band called Double Take, and a lot of people know who that band is.
They're good. I've heard them before. Yeah.
Right. Before we do that, the Monday of Rodeo Week is a kind of a, well, it is a special day. That's Special Kids Day, and that's where we in conjunction with the Reading Rodeo Association and Shasta Schools, there are students that come down to the rodeo grounds and probably will never, ever do this in their lives, and they get to ride a horse around the arena with, you know, of course, an escort. But it's a real good day. It's a real rewarding day because we get to see kids do that never will.
And the most emotional day for the Cowboys. Yeah. It's really heart-wrenching. And, you know, we put some of these kids on the saddle, and they're scared to death. And once we talk to them and they get to pet the horse and relax a little, they go away with a huge smile. So it's very rewarding and very emotional morning, but it's
well worth it,
yeah.
Okay. What else we got?
On Tuesday, you know, supposing that the bank robbery occurs. We also have bank and business decoration judging. So we're going to be going all around town. A lot of businesses and banks have signed up to show off their Rodeo Week decorations, and we will have judges judging on several categories, originality, and all that good stuff. And it's a real fun day. And afterwards, we have a little barbecue for ourselves and any hostages that may find their way onto our bus.
Okay. All right, so we got chili cook-offs, we have a special kids day, we've got the golf tournament's already happened, we're talking shootouts and bank robberies. And what's the first night? What first night for the rodeo?
First night is Thursday night. That's the opening for the rodeo. That's kind of our setup day. You won't see a lot of us there because that's going to be our setup evening, preparing for Friday morning for the breakfast. But it's more of a I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but it's more of a family night. They have a lot of families there, and it's not quite.
It's not as crowded or as
not
frantic.
As crowded. Yeah, crowded.
Right.
Yeah. The whole attitude of the place is much family oriented.
Well,
anyway,
it used to be their day for slack, which not being in the rodeo, I'm not entirely sure what that means. But you know, I think qualifying and so forth.
Everybody's trying to qualify.
Yeah,
right. For slack.
But
so Thursday night's a good time for that's when the families usually show up.
Thursday night's
a great
time. Great. Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a quick break here. This is Carl and LeBot, KCNR 1460. It is 7:50 in the morning on May 11th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Life's like the road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you've been.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel in Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
Furniture for life, Kubler Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
You love your home, and you love to improve it. So get into Kubler's Furniture for the Love Your Home sale. You'll love the great savings during this sale, and you'll find great brand names like Broyhill. Love your bedroom and a great night's sleep with a queen mattress set from Simmons, starting at $399. Love your living room with a gorgeous plush sofa from Broyhill for $719. Love 1 year, same as cash upon credit approval with minimum payments. It's time to love your home and hurry into Kubler's Furniture. Choose from the vast selection of in-stock merchandise that will enhance the home you love. Go to Facebook and like Kubler's to be entered for weekly prize drawings.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Love your home and great pricing during this sale at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sales. See store for details.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Now Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
Dancing in the dark.
Yeah, good song there, Bab. Bob, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley are great Americans. They support our community. They support our veterans. And Espresso Joe's in Tobacco and Brew is the place to get your coffee. Great prices on it. The girls know exactly how to fix it. And then you have the finest walk-in humidor in the state for those cigars of your choice. They have special prices on their cigars. They have special coffees on sale all the time. You can't find a better place. They support the community in ways like, they provide their parking lot for barbecues. They've given birthday parties to the kids that don't have homes. I mean, the things they do that never reach the public. It's just outstanding. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guests are the Asphalt Cowboys, Gordon Bach, the top puncher, and Barry Weiswasser, who is here all the time with the Asphalt Cowboys.
Hey, I have a question.
Okay.
This is Barry.
Yes,
and,
Barry.
I come here for one reason. And where's Linda?
Yeah, well, you know what? That's Linda's on assignment, and she'll... And every time, when people come in, they ask this question, if she's not here, I'm starting to feel just a little bit like I'm superfluous. And that she's here, she smiles, they come running in, they surround her. And the only thing I say is, hey, it's 7:45 in the morning. Anyway, okay.
Well, you have a great voice.
Fine job you do it.
Yeah, there. Right. Yeah, okay, I got it, guys. Okay, now. Let's just talk a little bit about numbers. I mean, I know you all don't do this, but I want to bring out some things. For the rodeo, 3 days of rodeo, just the rodeo itself, how many people would you say it brings as spectators for those 3 days?
Well, judging by the seating they have in the rodeo grounds and that they do are very, very close to a sellout every single night, 20,000? 15,000?
Well, let's just say 15,000 to 18,000 yeah. people
I think
for that
that'd
rodeo.
Be pretty accurate.
I think
okay.
that'd be safe to estimate.
So that's 15,000 to 18,000 people that come into Reading, that either residents of Reading or the surrounding area that come here and spend money those nights.
And that doesn't include the participants.
That's right. And they come in and they spend a lot of money. Now, the parade. The parade has how many entries this year?
We're going to have over 200. The parade used to be a little bigger, but it stays well over 200 because we do have, this is, as far as we know, the last free parade in California. We don't charge an entry fee, so we allow anybody, except for political statements,
No political statements, and that's the way it should be.
And okay. on a good day, when the weather's nice and not hot, not cold and rainy, when it's nice, I would bet that we have almost 20,000 people on the sidewalk.
That's fantastic. That's just fantastic. So, I know that when you talk about we can move the Reading Rodeo grounds, we can do these things. That you got to think about that. 15,000 people. I mean, where are they going to go to?
It's a lot of sales tax.
A lot of sales tax right there. People coming in for the weekend because people like rodeo. Some people say you see one rodeo, you see them all. Well, that's not necessarily true. They may have the same events, but our rodeo is special.
It is, but just for the social atmosphere, it's special.
Well, that's for sure. Okay, now on the parade night, during the parade, Linda and I will be announcing at one of the spots there. For it, and we've got the honor to do that. And we're going to be down, like we said, on a remote for Pancake Breakfast. And we're going to give away two tickets to the Pancake Breakfast right now. First person to call, 605-4567, gets two tickets to the Pancake Breakfast. I just thought I'd throw that in to see if you're paying attention in the last 2 minutes. It makes Bob crazy because he's trying to then run the board and take care of the phone line. So if you give us a call, you can make Bad Bob crazy at 605-4567 for free tickets to the Pancake Breakfast. I tell you what, Bad Bob's not crazy enough. I'm going to give away two more. Call again. I've got a free line open, 605-4567. Call again, and you can get two more tickets. That's four tickets. So two tickets to the first caller and two tickets to the second caller for the Pancake Breakfast. Bob's looking hot here. Okay, I have two more tickets to give away to the Pancake Breakfast, 605-4567. Okay, my guests today have been Gordon Bach, top puncher of the Asphalt Cowboys, and Barry Weiswasser, who is always with them. Okay, last thoughts here. because we only got like 30 seconds.
One thing I want to add, on Thursday afternoon, the kitty pet parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. Kids of all ages, bring your pets. I don't care if they're turtles, goldfish, or mules, or donkeys. I mean, we get them all.
Okay.
Snakes, the whole thing.
All right.
Come on down.
Okay. We've had the Asphalt Cowboys here. Next week is Rodeo Week, and we're getting ready to break from the news. We come back. Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office will be here. This is Carl Lindabad, and this is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It left homes in Memphis underwater to the rooftops, and the Mississippi is still rising downriver, down to Louisiana, where it's feared thousands of homes and businesses could flood, so they're sandbagging.
This is the biggie.
He's in Mississippi, so is Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Vicksburg.
Dave, locals here in Vicksburg are watching the water rise. Carl Winters has lived here 51 years.
The river now looks more like an ocean than a river. We're here at the Mississippi River Bridge, and it seems as though the water is rising so far that, who knows, maybe the towboats and barges might not be able to go underneath.
Well, it's even threatening the town's resort casinos. Some of the glitzy Vegas-style signage reads, "Sorry, we're closed," outside the city center. Farmers are hoping the water won't decimate crop fields, Dave.
Evan Osama bin Laden can't attack us anymore, but Al-Qaeda is warning it can and will. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Dave, the head of Yemen's al-Qaeda branch, saying bin Laden's death does not mean terrorist tactics will disappear and that Americans will pay the price for his killings. Nasser al-Wahashi saying in a eulogy posted on the internet site As Ansar that what is coming is greater and worse, vowing to continue to fight. Al-Wahashi was a close personal aide to bin Laden. Dave?
According in Yemen, there are reports security forces have opened fire on a mass demonstration, again calling for Yemen's president to step down. And Syrian forces, including tanks, are keeping up their crackdown on protests. A human rights group claims five more civilians have been killed. Republicans and Democrats keep trying to find common ground, reducing America's red ink.
We've seen zero action from our Republican colleagues in the House.
Democrat Chris Van Hollen was in on the bipartisan deficit reduction talks led by Vice President Biden. Republicans say they're the ones who are serious, wanting massive spending reform. A former hedge fund manager on Wall Street has just been convicted. Raj Rajaratnam, guilty of making millions through insider trading fraud. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The car of your dreams is now within your reach, literally. Take a look at that little blue OnStar button right up there on your rearview mirror. Well, now when you push it, you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't even have to be a current OnStar customer. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you're eligible to win. Imagine yourself cruising down the boulevard in your Inferno orange Chevrolet Corvette, pulling up to work in a Cadillac CTS coupe, turning heads in your stylish new Buick LaCrosse, treading responsibly in the backcountry in your GMC Yukon Hybrid. The choice is yours. The OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. Your dream car at the push of a button. There's no obligation. Just reach up and push it now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
He led the Republican Revolution in 1994. Later today, it's expected Newt Gingrich will tweet and announce on Facebook and tell Fox's Sean Hannity he's running for president.
One issue Newt Gingrich will have to address are his infidelities, telling Fox News Sunday in a recent interview.
Obviously, it's complex, and obviously I wasn't doing things to be proud of.
But the question facing Gingrich, can he escape being a symbol of the past?
I think you have to look at whether or not people have to be perfect in order to be leaders.
At 67, the former Georgia congressman will be among the oldest candidates, but that may be an advantage when it comes to political experience.
Over time, if you look at my total record, I'm a pretty effective leader.
Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
Three people are dead at San Jose State University after a shooting inside a parking garage last night. The suspected gunman, one of the three dead.
It wasn't a drive-by shooting. It wasn't gang-related, etc. It was very contained, having to do with these three individuals.
San Jose State spokeswoman Pat Harris. More species could be labeled endangered.
It's a deal between environmentalists and the administration to work through an accumulated list of more than 250 species of fish, birds, and mammals, along with plants and even snakes. snails that scientists have already determined need greater protection to avoid extinction. The majority are plants and mollusks, but the animals range from the greater sage grouse to the Canada lynx. Some of these were first proposed for protection after the Endangered Species Act was passed in 1973, but they've languished on the list for decades. Final decisions on the list would be due by September 2016. The administration has already listed 59 species as endangered. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Fewer people in San Francisco will let their fingers do the walking. City supervisors have cast an initial vote to stop delivery of Yellow Pages directories to people who don't request it. The LA Times says Yellow Pages generate 7 million pounds of paper waste in San Francisco. On Wall Street, the Dow down 73 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Botts, 8:05 on May the 11th. Good morning, my friends. Good morning. Hey, Linda's not here. She's on assignment. I've already taken flack about it. You don't need to call in or say anything. I know. People come here to sit and talk with her while I just give. I know. Our next guest, we'll get to him in a minute. That's all they do. They go, well, where's Linda? So, hey, let's talk about the weather there, Bad Bob.
Looks like we're going to be touching the 80-degree mark today, and calm winds that will eventually be picking up to as high as 26 miles an hour by this evening. Then a slight chance of showers and thunder showers on the menu for tonight. Should see a low around 53. Mostly sunny for your Thursday, high near 74. Currently downtown 59 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards, great place to go on the weekends. They got brunches. They have dinners. They have music. And if you're going on the music night, and in many cases, it's always good to have reservations. They are filling up out there every day. So the number out there is 474-5546, 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards. And it's a truly a dining experience, and it's just a nice place to go to. It's up just short drive out of Palo Cedro up towards Shingletown. It's great. Hey, our guest today is Bob Dunlap, who is the Veteran Service Officer of the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. And good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, lead into that.
Okay, is that a little better? Okay. Good
well,
morning, Carl.
It always helps when we turn on the microphones, you know. Bad Bob still. Oh, by the way, we have ticket winners. Brad and Marty, y'all have won the tickets. It made Bad Bob crazy because we had everybody calling in just as he was getting ready to try and run all the microphones and get us off the air at the hour. Bad Bob, what does that mean? Come on.
Sir, no, sir.
Oh, yeah, right. That's not what you were muttering under your breath during the break. Okay. Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Good, Carl. Good.
Great. Okay. Before we get started talking about you know, May 14th and things that are going on with the veterans and that in the county. I want to talk about, one more time. I said it in our first hour about Specialist Preston Dennis coming home yesterday. What a turnout that was.
What a wonderful turnout. And it's just another indication of how the folks in the Redding area, Shasta County, support our veterans, and they appreciate our veterans. They do that by coming out there and showing their physical support, just standing there to salute, to pay honor to our veteran who gave it all in the line of duty. And I think a lot of our civilians forget that, or they don't know that some of these folks who signed up, every one of us that are veterans, signed our name on that blank check, and they pledged to give everything up to, including their life, for their service to their country. And this is just a wonderful expression of our folks in the Shasta County area that remember that Preston gave all for his country.
Yeah, you know, this was the second tour there. We have others that have had numerous tours. I was talking to a gentleman the other day, his son's with the Special Forces. I don't know, 6 or 7 tours, and that they've had. And he's starting, you know, this time back, it's getting a little bit tougher on him since he got back. Families, you know, all of a sudden there's family problems that, when you had 6 or 7 tours in the last 10 years and you're gone 6 months or 7 months or more at a time, it puts a heavy burden on our warriors out there. And I'm not just talking about the 20-year-olds. I'm talking about the 40-year-olds.
Yeah, it does.
That have, you know, and we've got, I mean, when you think about it, we've been at war for 10 years, almost 10 years, a decade. Not counting everything else that's happened before that. I mean, in the 90s, early 90s, we were in Desert Shield, Desert Storm. Then we were in Somalia after that. Then I was in, you know, then we were in the Balkans after that. And then things kind of quieted down, and then this thing started. And we've got young men that have got 8 years in the service, and have probably been, you know, probably have 3 years or more of deployed time, 3 or 4 years of deployed time at this point, which is really unusual.
And out of that 3 years of deployed time, their dwell time, which is the amount of time that they're back home with their families and friends, that dwell time is shortened markedly in those 3 years. So instead of being gone for 6 months and back for a year, now it's 6 months out and 6 months back, or a year back and 6 months.
And the other thing, too, is that people don't realize is that you get into a training cycle before you go.
That's right.
And so before you go, you know, your unit has to train up. So most of the, you know, how do you do that? Most of the time, you deploy to a training area, so you're gone again. So that 6, 8, or 12-month deployment, add another 3 or 4 months onto the front end of that.
Yeah, a lot of time away from the family, and the family pays a heavy burden for having that service member gone. So we're seeing a lot of family member problems with not just the spouses, but for the kids as well.
Yeah.
They're paying the prices as well for that service member being gone.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, that's a great segue into where we're going here on this, Bob. The Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:10 in the morning on May the 11th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Well, you know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
One, two, three, here we go.
This is Linda Bott. Join me right here on KCNR 1460, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not, or On the Spot with Linda Bott, Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, the Mount Shasta Mall, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, Dandelion Boutique. See you Thursday night.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, as everybody reminds me. 8:15 in the morning on May the 11th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Lea, right off of Hartnell Avenue. His phone number is 223-2325. He is the one that is our optometrist. We can say that we've had nothing but great service. He's the one that found the fact that Linda had an anomaly in her retina and has been since been fixed. If, as all of you all know, as you're following and people are asking us on the street how she is, they don't ask how I am. They ask how she is, and I can understand that. But he will provide glasses for the entire family. He's got an on-site lab. He's got the latest design progressive lenses, which means it doesn't have those little lines in there. And I tell you what, Dr. Lea does great work. I can't say enough about him. That's Advantage Eye Care, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. My friends, you got two eyes. You know, so you need to have them checked. You need to do that. So this is the man to call, 223-2325. Okay, our guest, Bob Dunlap, and Bob's going to be a regular on here, as are several other people that come through once a month to give us updates about what's going on. And this is probably the first time we're going to, you know, even though you've been on several times before, we're going to make it a monthly thing to keep up on our veterans issues.
And I appreciate that. There's so much to talk about with veterans. Yeah.
You can bring in a guest too. Like if you want to bring in like Pete Privett sometime, and the two of you go back and forth. If you've got other people you want to bring in at the same time, you know, feel free to do that. Yeah. So we can have that, you know, for that hour for our veterans and for people that are concerned about veterans. And my friends, you know, we talk about specialist dentist, Preston Dennis, that came home yesterday. I mean, he's one of us. His family lives here, and you don't think about what's going on in other places in the world, and it's not just Afghanistan. I mean, there's other places where our men and women are in danger. So, I mean, we're still engaged somehow in Libya. I'm not sure what's going on with that. And then Iraq, it's been really quiet there. But that was the plan that we won, and I think people don't stand up and cheer and say, hey, we won there.
Yeah.
We're on our way out. Yeah, anyway, okay, Bob. Tell everybody what your office does.
Well, the Veterans Service Office is one of 56 in California. There's a Veterans Service Office representing every county. There's, of course, 58 counties in California, 56 Veterans Service Offices. And every Veterans Service Office provides information, guidance, and assistance for veterans or veterans' family members in the field of claims and educational opportunities to get their home loan guarantee certificates. There's just a wealth of things that we can do for veterans. And it's usually on the other end of it. It's not the active duty in most cases, but once they separate from the service, whether by just fulfilling their time in service or retirement, there's a lot of things we can do for our veterans. We helped a gentleman a couple of days ago on Monday, as a matter of fact, who retired over 20 years in service. He was 100% service-connected disabled, and there is a related special compensation plan that will allow him to get concurrent pay for his disability as well as for his retirement.
Okay, let's explain that, because I think there's people who don't understand that. If you've done 20 years in the service, you know, and at the end of 20 years you may retire, or you can go over 20. So at the end of the 20 he retires, he gets his retirement pay.
Correct.
Right, that starts with that.
That's correct.
Now, if he suffered some disability or some injuries on active duty not related to combat, mm-hmm. he can get a disability. He can get a portion of his pay as disability pay. Is that correct?
That's correct. And depending on how old he is and how I say that generically,
yeah,
but
he or she.
And how long of he's been disabled, that can be concurrent with his retirement pay. So he could actually get retirement pay as well as the disability pay. It's a pretty involved process, but our office can do that, and it's not something that you want to tackle on your own. There's a lot of paperwork involved, and it's got to be sent to the right place, but that's one of the things that we help with.
Okay, and then the other one is, then you could have injuries resulting from combat,
yeah.
And then that's a third That's a third one, isn't
it? Well, if you were separated or retired because of those injuries, then that's a Chapter 61 retiree. And those folks, we're still working on concurrent pay for those. And there's legislation every year that gets brought up, and usually it's voted down. But we're still working on that concurrent pay for those Chapter 61 retirees.
Okay, and but you can have your regular retirement pay, and then there's a disability pay, then there's a combat. There's a combat-related
special
pay.
Compensation.
That's special compensation.
That's right.
That's a separate one.
That's right. In any case, your retirement pay is offset by your disability, which means the retirement pay that you would be receiving is tax-free. For instance, if you get $2,000 a month in retirement and you get $1,000 a month of disability, well, you're not going to get $3,000. You'll get that $2,000. But $1,000 of that retirement pay is going to be tax-free. So, because your disability pay compensation is always tax-free. So there is quite a benefit to our veterans who are receiving any disability pay whatever.
Okay. We're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about, that process we're talking about is months and months and months. And now, because of the backlog, even though I've seen that the VA has said that by first quarter 2012, the 725,000 person backup will be fixed. I don't know if you saw that. I saw that. We're all just like,
That's what they say.
Yeah, Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and it's 8:20 on May the 11th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Join us in celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play the amazing Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double and triple entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Tuesday, May 31st, where you can pull away your very own 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. For more information on Wind River's amazing Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer from Harrison's Marine and RV in Redding. It's better on the river.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 8:24 in the morning, May 11th. Carl and Bob, Linda's on assignment, and this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite, 244-1988. They do dish satellite, and do not call the 800 number. Call our local guys here. Keep the money in town. Doug Tooley does great work. He guarantees his work. We've used him in our home. He's, you know, he did everything he said he was going to do and more. He's got deals now. You can get free HD for life. You need to talk to him about it at 244-1988. That's Doug Tooley at BNT Satellite. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and how are you today?
You know what? I am peckish today.
I'm sorry about Linda's eye, and I hope she's convalescing well and we'll be able to do her show tonight.
Oh, she's going to...
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Don't worry. She's going to be rocking. She's... That eye's getting better all the time. I tell you what, it's... They built a little dam around the tear, which is what is what they do. I talked to my brother, who's an ophthalmologist, and told him everything that we did. He says, he says exactly, you know, it's what he would have done. So, but what it does is it was a little uncomfortable at first, but everything's fine now.
Nice.
But thanks for asking, John.
Okay, I wanted to say hello to Bad Bob also, and let him know we're thinking about him out here in the audience land.
Yeah, he's giggling over there, which Bob does sometimes. He giggles and it's scary.
Bob from VA.
Good morning, John.
How are you this morning?
We're doing fantastic.
Listen, I'd like to get your take on the disability claims issue. It seems like rather than improve in its time rate of processing, it has seemed to have gotten slower. Tammy Duckworth, the VA Assistant Secretary, who was appointed by President Obama, said she was going to create an improved method of processing, and it seems that it has gotten worse. Before you answer that, I would like to say thank you very much for your past and present service. You have no idea how much veterans here in Shasta County appreciate you and what you're doing there.
Well, thank you, John. I do have an idea because folks express that all the time, just like yourselves. They come into their office and they just want to say thank you for what we do. And this is just our way of helping fellow veterans with the claims, the benefit that they're entitled to in a lot of cases. So
I've always felt
we love doing
warmly
that.
Warmly accepted when I went there.
Yeah. Okay. Secretary Shinseki announced last year that he wanted to accelerate the claims process. His goal was by 2015 to have all claims successfully adjudicated within 125 days with 95% accuracy. Coinciding with that was the three new presumptive conditions for Agent Orange. There was a 93,000 case backlog immediately in October, and of course that when those were approved, folks that realized they had some Parkinson's issues or ischemic heart disease or hairy cell leukemia issues, they put their claims in, which added another 60,000 to the backlog. So that really put a damper on the Secretary Shinseki's desire to accelerate the claims process. And, of course, that took the staff who was working the notice of disagreement claims and put them directly onto the new presumptive condition. So all these things came together, and it's caused a glut in the system, and it is not going faster. We are seeing it going slower now.
That was the things that I've been experiencing with it. But taking me out of the equation totally, I'm just, you know, I keep looking at things like when the passport problem came about and they had the umpteen million passport backup, and they created additional part-time staff or temporary staff to help with the lower level processings that needed to be done. It seems to me that the same thing could be done at the VA level.
Well, you know, John, we talked about this one day, you know, weeks and weeks, maybe even months ago. They said that they've come in with this new software, and they've come in with, you know, talking to everybody that's working, and they said with the new software and the new way, the new planning they have, and attitude adjustment, that was my favorite part, attitude adjustment of the workers, they were going to catch the 750,000 backlog up by early next year. Now, 40% of the 750,000 backlog has been backlogged for over 200 days. So how they're going to fix that by 2012, I have no idea.
Well, you know, we're laughing about this attitude adjustment thing, but in fact, it's true. And I'm not meaning that they are attitudinally bad with the people, the VAs, the veterans themselves, like myself. I've called in there, though, and said, listen, I have a notice here in front of me that says I was going to have a resolution in 30 days, and that was 6 months ago that I got the letter, and there's no resolution. And they said, oh, that 30 days doesn't mean anything. Oh. Well, then why did they write me a letter saying that was
the case? Don't. They don't. A computer generates it and sends it to you. It's not. I mean, it's not like you don't think that they, like.
No, I don't.
They don't know who you are. They don't care. Maybe at some point Bob cares. Anyway.
But you think they could reprogram the computer to say, well, 30 days, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, they could say, have it on there. Hey, you know, we're supposed to send this to you. It says, you know, in 30 days. And then at the end it goes,
if you're holding your breath, we can resolve
the
prez in the next 60 days.
And then sign it the prez. So, anyway, okay, John.
Well, thanks for your answers.
All right.
Later.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got what? How much time we got here, Bad Bob?
We're coming up on 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay, you know what? Going back to the people that won those tickets, Brad and Marty, you come down here between 8 and 12, Monday through Friday. And your name will be there, and Ann will give these to you, to the tickets that you won. If it's after that time, just give us a call so we make sure that you get these tickets. Our guest is Bob Dunlap. We are here at KCNR 1460. It's a good day, my friends. It's a great day. It's a great day. It's 8:30, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The Mississippi River has already jumped its banks in four southern states, and the flooding isn't over yet.
We know a lot of water's coming our way. Now's the time for our people to get ready. Look, we got a tough, resilient people. They've been through four hurricanes. They've been through an oil spill. We'll get through this as well.
Governor Bobby Jindal of Mississippi, hundreds of houses, businesses, and farms are underwater in Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Tennessee, and on top of the flooding, there's more rain coming.
There's a risk for severe weather tomorrow along parts of the Mississippi River, including some areas well above flood stage. The flood crest along the river is forecast to slowly drift downstream towards New Orleans over the next 2 weeks.
Fox News meteorologist Maria Molina. An insider trading conviction today. Raj Rajaratnam found guilty by a New York jury of all 14 charges against him. He created a hedge fund that used tips from insiders at big companies. Fox News. We report. You decide.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and, of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
Take me fishing and show me how to drive the boat.
Take me fishing and make me feel 16 again.
No activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing.
Take me fishing because our boat's cooler than any video game.
It's a great opportunity to talk, to laugh, to reconnect.
Take me fishing because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing because I miss my boy.
Make family bonding and your fishing or camping trip even more enjoyable when you get there in your new RV from Harrison's Marine and RV. Come see the large selection of top-of-the-line RVs, all at the best prices of the year. Drive a little for big savings at Harrison's Marine and RV, your boating and RV headquarters at I-5 and Oasis.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hey, how about lunch with me on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1, unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. Take a break, tune in, and join the conversation about politics, culture, and the conservative perspective. What happens nationally affects our state, our hometown, and our families. Call in and voice your opinion. Chances are, if it matters to you, it matters to a lot of people. The Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. Be there.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It is 8:35 in the morning on May the 11th. We're having a great day. I hope you are. It's going to be, what, a nice day today there, Bad Bob?
Absolutely. Look for a high near 80 degrees, and winds could kick up around 26 miles an hour, though, and we are moving into fire season. Could have some thunderstorms tonight, low around 53. Tomorrow's high near 74 under mostly sunny skies. Currently 59 degrees here at KCNR, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. I tell you what, man's last stronghold, my friends. Great haircuts. They give discounts to veterans, well, as does Tobacco and Brew and several other places. They give discounts to veterans. They don't do hairstyling. You're not going to get your nails done there, which broke Bad Bob's heart. But, you know, what they do is great haircuts, great prices, and great conversation. That's the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I heartily recommend them. You know, a lot of retired military, a lot of our active duty military go there, a lot of the police, because they give good haircuts. They just do. All right, our guest, Bob Dunlap, from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and he is the El Jefe, El Commander of that, El Honcho, all those things. Bob, tell us about the office. We're talking about some big things that are happening here, son.
Yeah, big things are happening. Lots of big plans for the office. But folks should know that we serve our veterans with big numbers. Last year, 7,300-plus veterans or their claimants, their family members, their surviving spouses came into our office. 7,300 walked through the door. That's a tremendous number of clients that come in to get assistance for claims, for direction, for assistance with the VA. And of those 73,000 folks, you know, they all walk through the same door, and they all look through from the parking lot into the building, and they see the same facility, a very nice facility. Shasta County did a great job of relocating us to 1855 Shasta, but right after we moved in last year, we had a civilian that came up and said, you know, this is a great facility, but, you know, it really lacks something. It lacks that veteran flair, that those statues, those monuments, those memorials to our veterans. And he says, you know, we could probably do something about that. What do you think? And, of course, I'm all ears and saying, yeah, let's go for this. This is great. And so we formed a committee and came up with an idea to enhance the front of our building so that when veterans and their surviving spouses come in there, it's home. It's a friendly, welcoming place that has veteran symbols there, and they know they're in the right place, and they're among other veterans and folks that can help them. So we put together this committee, and we've got a fundraiser going to put on to emplace three different sculptures or memorials for our veterans. The first of these fundraisers is going to be this Saturday night at the Anderson VFW Hall on East Center Street in Anderson. 5:30 is the start time. $10 cover charge to get in, and boy, once you're inside, you get there's dinner available, there's dancing, there's a 27-piece ensemble, instruments and vocals, and singing by our own Linda Bott and Joe Catania. And wonderful tribute to our veterans. It's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be a great time, starting at 5:30 at the Anderson VFW. Now, when we say dinner is available, means it's for sale there. That's not part of the ticket price, but it's going to be very reasonable there from the VFW, and it's going to have a bar that's available for people if you want to have a libation. But this is a great way to raise money for this. Now, let's talk about a mural on the wall of a, I don't know what's the right word to use, but of the American flag.
Yeah, it's an artist rendition of an American flag that's going to be on the wall as you walk into the Veterans Service Office. It's on the right side. It's a 20-foot long, 6-foot high wall that's just a virgin wall. It's begging for something to be placed there.
And this is a beautiful piece of work that she's going to do.
It really is. It's yeah. And it's, like I said, it's a rendition of an American flag in the stripes section of the flag. There'll be three panes. And through those panes, similar to window panes, you'd see an outline of Mount Shasta in the background. And in the field with the stars, instead of having the stars, you'd see the emblems of the different branches of service. And then interspersed throughout the stripes on the flag will be medallions of a helmet, a rifle, a chevron, just something very unique to veterans on there. And it's a wonderful piece, and she's done some fantastic work around the Reading area. And it's going to be ceramic tile and other weather-resistant metals that'll be in this artwork. And it's just a wonderful piece. So that's one of the three that we're raising money for on Saturday night.
And you say there's a series of fundraisers. This first one, of course, is this Saturday on the 14th at 5:30 down to VFW. Linda and Joe Catania are going to be singing, and got a whole bunch of people participating in this. And then there's going to be a few more then, right?
There will be a few more to be planned. We are asking for grants from the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. And those folks have big hearts, and I think they're going to come in with some help for at least two of those pieces of artwork. There's a bike rack that would go out in front of the building, and it'll be a patriotic themed bike rack. And there's a lot of veterans that do come out and ride their bikes to our office, so that'll be a help for them. And directly in front of the building, on a planter box, there will be a 3 foot wide, 4 foot tall sculpture. It's called Absence, and it's essentially an outline, but inside this outline of it's a concrete, a polished piece of work that's, it'll have a cutout, a silhouette, if you will, of a veteran, I don't want to call it a soldier because it's representative of all the branches of service, but this individual has an M16 or some type of rifle that you'll be able to see outline.
All right, we got to take a break here. Our guest, Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, we're talking about the artwork that's going to be adorning the office. And none of this, by the way, is paid for by tax dollars. All this is volunteer donations. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:40 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Walking down the street, pretty woman.
Seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door. And shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Golden Living Center, Oakdale Heights and Sierra Oaks, Golden Umbrella, Riverview Chiropractic, Patrick Black of Edward Jones, Marquis Care Shasta, Barbara McClaskey Insurance. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month, you get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment. And this portion of the show was brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley are great Americans, and they do so much for our community. But Espresso Joe is where you go in there and get this great coffee. They have fixed any way you want it. And then now it's getting hot. It's going to be up to 80 degrees today. You can get the icy drinks. The girls know how to make that. Everybody's friendly there. A great walk-in humidor. Any type of tobacco accessory, any type of coffee, tea, coffee maker, you've got it right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And one of the questions is what's the we've got a number of things we can talk about in the next few minutes, but somebody wrote in and said on the chat room and asked about how do you pick who's going to the new veterans home out at Knighton Road?
Yeah, good question. A lot of folks ask us that question all the time. The selection process is for any veterans home, you have to qualify. Similar to what you qualify, a Social Security recipient or disabled. So there's some basic Social Security related type of qualifications. But if all other things are equal, then there are points awarded to those folks who apply early. If you would apply now for residency a year from now, then you would have a couple of points in addition to someone else. There are points awarded for a Medal of Honor recipient, for a former POW, and those are like 50 points apiece. There are points awarded for folks that are disabled during a time of combat as opposed to disabled during peacetime. And for the folks that would be low on the totem pole would be those that want to walk in and make an application on the spot once the thing is open and don't have any disabilities than their retirement age. So there's a point system that's involved in there. We have it's not an application, but it's a letter expressing their intent to apply at a later date. That form is mailed to Sacramento to the California Veterans Homes Office. And the name is put in a database. That constitutes an early application. And they'll take hard copy applications, as I understand it, later this year. Construction of the home should finish in December of this year. Staffing to be done about this time next year, so April, May of 2012, with residency sometime in the summer is what we're looking at. And everything's very fluid, of course. It's all based on budget and what California can do to support staffing and residency for the Reading home.
Well, somebody handed me the paperwork about applying, and you can't have a felony.
That's correct.
Well, that's kind of strange. When you're a felony, is that a felony conviction? I mean, some of our people coming back from combat may have gotten into a fight or something like that, and that's a felony conviction. Is that automatically stops you from it?
As I understand, it's the capital felonies that...
Oh, capital felonies.
It will certainly put
you
out.
Well, he
hadn't
been in jail for a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He said, "I said they put you in jail because you were angry and yelling at them." And he says, "Well, when they came to the house and found the explosives, I mean that this is a true story. I swear, they found the explosives." Okay. Anyway, this was years ago. Bob, the amount of people that y'all help, and you were talking about that. I just want people to realize that without a Shasta County Veterans Service Office. I think I'm moderately intelligent. I mean, I'm not super intelligent, but then I can read and I can logically put some things together. If I hadn't had help from you all, and of course, the different veterans groups too that also help, but from you all, I don't see how anybody could walk their way through this morass of paperwork to even put in for benefits that they rate very basic, simple benefits.
You're exactly right. A difficult legal process that they would have to have some advanced knowledge of how the system works in order to successfully get a claim through the system. And, you know, I think we underappreciate our veteran service organizations, the American Legion, the AMVETS, the VFWs, the Purple Heart. We couldn't successfully help our veterans without those organizations. For instance, I put a claim in for a hearing loss, and, you know, I'm not going to submit that to the VA. It's going to go into that that deep, dark bureaucracy, and my paper's going to get stuck in there somewhere. I'm going to submit that to a veteran service organization like American Legion, and they are going to be my advocate for my claim. They're going to have the capability of looking into the VA system and following my claim through all of its ins and outs. So we underappreciate those organizations. And
we don't give them enough credit, because where it starts with you, they're there fighting. And these people are doing this voluntarily in many cases.
Yeah.
And, well, in some cases, and they go up higher. But around here, they're doing it. I mean, they want to help. They want to help get veterans what they, you know, veterans are not just given stuff. It's awarded for service time, injuries served, you know, that have occurred during service.
Exactly.
Injuries that are not going to get any better. I mean, you've got a hearing loss, that's not going to get any better. It's just going to get worse. I've got parts of my body that are not there anymore. Is that going to get better? Are they going to grow back? No. Those are bones. Don't everybody get excited about that. Bone parts. But, you know, it's just the fact is that it's, you know, and I keep saying this over and over again. People say, well, you know, you get all this, you get the free medical care, you get all this. It's not free.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, my friends, it's not free. And the fact is that if you'd gone to work for another large company and spent this much time, and, you know, you would have had medical at the end of it.
Those benefits have been earned. They've been paid for already in advance.
And now one thing we're trying to do is ensure that ones that people rate, that they truly rate, that is that they receive. Okay, we got to take a quick break here going into our last segment. Our guest, Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 8:50 in the morning on May the 11th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale ends Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet, get away. Something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Last call. Sale in Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palos Cedro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palos Cedro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palosedrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back
down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:55 in the morning on May the 11th. Linda's on assignment. And if you're not in the chat room, you're just missing it, my friends. You're just missing it. Hey, our guest is Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and we want to talk a little bit more about the event this Saturday night to help raise money for the artwork that's going to go on the wall and out in front of the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. By the way, let me reiterate this. None of this artwork is being paid for by 1 cent of taxpayer dollars. All this is money raised like we're doing this Saturday.
That's right. Yeah, we can't ask the county to kick in for this. This is something that will adorn the existing facility. We're really happy with the facility, but you know, this is just one. The way we need to do that is to ask for veterans, for advocates, for folks in the community who care about our veterans to support that with attending the function. You know, during this function, there's going to be prizes. There's going to be raffle type of things. We've rounded up over $1,000 of different gift certificates for oil changes, for dinners, for overnight stays in hotels. You know, lots of wonderful things, and you'll be able to bid on those. And of course, the winning ticket gets to take those. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for getting some prizes and things at the event itself. It's going to be a great event, lots of fun, an exciting night.
I think so. You know, Linda's she's all pumped up about singing. She and Joe Catania wanted to get together and have us, and they're going to be having another one too, because Linda's going to be doing another fundraiser for me, because I'm Dancing with the Stars, as you know, and so it's not really for me, it's for the Shasta Women's Refuge. Mm-hmm. Hey, we've got somebody on the line here. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, Bob. Thank you very much for your service, gentlemen. I appreciate everything you guys do. I have a question in reference to claim. I am an honorably discharged Desert Storm vet, not service-connected disability at all. I just EPS the way you're supposed to, I guess. And I went through the claims process through my service officer in a different state through our VFW post. And I've been denied several times, appealed several times, denied several times. At what point do I just give up?
I don't think give up is in our vocabulary. Everybody in our office...
last letter I received, that unless I have new documentation to, then it's just not going to happen, what I was told.
Yeah. I think the best thing I could tell you is to come into the office and let's see what there might be that you might be missing. A lot of times the VA will look at the same evidence twice, and they'll see that as new and material evidence, and we can successfully adjudicate a claim with you. So the best thing to do is to come on down to the office. Let's take a look at that.
Yeah, Mike, if I could just say, let me say that one all over again, is go down, let's give them a shot at it. And then and then along with them, AMVETS and those others too that can take a look. Don't give up.
Okay. I just, you know, I can go to work every day. I'm not disabled like that or anything. You know, I have considerable hearing loss, obviously being in field artillery. Hello. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And it is documented in my medical records and whatnot. I'm not trying to get too personal over the air, but they just said that it's not enough documentation for them to go ahead and...
Yeah, on any hearing loss claim, Mike, it's the basis of the evidence, or the bulk of the evidence is going to be an assessment by an audiologist. That is what the VA is going to want to hear. It's not going to be yours saying that you were exposed to loud noise in the military. It's going to be that audiologist who says it's as likely as not to have been caused by your military service. That's what we need to go with.
But, you know, you need to go down and see Bob and his gang if you have not done that, Mike. But thanks for the phone call, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, okay, we've just got a couple minutes here. Hey, I want to talk a little bit more about specialist dentists. Today, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., they're at McDonald's Reading Chapel on Continental Street. They're going to have a last call visitation. You can stop by and pay your respects. And then again tomorrow at 2 p.m. at IGO out there at the Veterans Cemetery will be his funeral with full honors. After that, a celebration of his life will be at the Reading Veterans Memorial Hall down on Yuba Street. So today from 1 to 5 for Specialist Dennis, and tomorrow at 2 p.m. Please join us all there, and I'll remind everybody again. Hey, our guest, Bob Dunlap. Bob, one of the just the first in many other appearances you're going to be having here, because there's a lot of things out there, just like with Mike talking about, is that veterans, you have earned certain things, and you should go down and find out what those are. You know, anything from education benefits to medical.
Yeah, he really should. And we're one of the busiest veteran service offices in California, and we don't have appointments. We don't need appointments. We get the folks in and get them out. So a lot of other places that they might go, other veteran services offices, might have a 4 or 5 week wait to get an appointment. We're there for you. Usually a same day service.
So. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob. Okay. Tomorrow is Thursday, and it's a big day. We're going to have a lot of surprise guests on tomorrow. We'll talk about that. Linda will be back, I hope, from assignment. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
KCNR, Shasta.